the previous 3 years, we've had 63 people graduate. They come to us generally with a business idea, but they haven't written a business plan. And we help them learn how to do an industry analysis, develop a niche within an industry, and then write a business plan to that niche. And then once they have that business plan, we help them identify barriers to entry and come up with solutions to overcome those barriers and get them to a point where they're actually selling goods and services in the marketplace within 12 months of entering our program. Veterans tend to be very mission-focused. Veterans tend to think in big-picture terms, and veterans tend to be very good at managing logistics. And a lot of business is managing the supply chain for whatever it is that you're selling or whatever your services are. So there's a lot of skills that come from the military that translate into business ownership.
We met you more than a year ago and first learned about the EBV program at UConn. It's one of several programs at business schools across the country. So how successful has this been in its entirety?
Last year they did a survey of all the graduates, and out of more than 800 graduates, more than 500 have started businesses. The average EBV business is 3 years old, employs six or more employees. They showed us a bell curve of gross revenues of the businesses that have been starting there. A couple at the far end that have over $100 million in revenues, but most are in the middle making several hundred thousand dollars in gross revenues. But it has a ripple effect. So, you know, it creates, you know, you have 500 businesses that employ an average of six people during really a recession. You know, it has a huge effect on our economy.
Tell us about some of the success stories of veterans living in Connecticut, because we know each year EBV accepts veterans from all over the country.
I can think of one right now. His name is Justin Nash, who started a construction business called Your Veteran Construction. He has very recently gotten a number of VA contracts. So the VA puts out requests for proposals and contracts to help renovate homes for infirm or disabled veterans, and he's gotten a number of these contracts. So he's now, he just graduated from our program last year, so it, you know, he's within a year he's getting federal contracts. Ed Young started a trucking business called Black Knights Transportation, transporting cars around the country. Car transportation is a big business and very lucrative, especially in this area right now, because a lot of people go down to Florida for the winter.
EBV as a whole has helped a lot of veterans. There's a lot of veterans that are waiting for this opportunity, but you can only accept so many. So how do you, I guess, confront that challenge?
Right. And, you know, I want to make this opportunity as accessible to as many veterans as I possibly can. The main thing that I look for is somebody who has an actionable idea that can start a business within 12 months. That can turn an idea relatively quickly into a real tangible business that is selling goods and services. And a lot of that is based on what I consider a race between cash flow and cash burn. So if we can, you know, if I do the research and I say, okay, yeah, there's a niche for this and we can develop cash flow that'll outrace the cash burn, then, you know, he or she is in a good position to start a business.
All right, Michael Zakea, the director of the Entrepreneurship Bootcamp for Veterans at UConn. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Lucy.